I'm speaking with Dr. Howard Brown, who is manager of agronomy services for Growmark Incorporated, and we're going to talk about the four R's today. And first of all, Howard, for those who may not know, why don't you tell us what the four R's of nutrient management are?
The four R's of nutrient management, simply put, is the right source, the right rate, the right time, and the right place of applying nutrients in farmers' fields. What it does, it makes a farmer reflect about looking at his practices in crop production, and actually drives a farmer to look more at a systems approach to nutrient management rather than just making an application and moving to the next step to crop production.
And so what has Growmark been doing to promote the 4 hours concept with farmers?
It started up to four years ago. We started looking at nitrogen specifically and some of the issues surrounding crop production. And it was in conjunction with work done at the University of Illinois by Dr. Fred Below, and at that point, and still is, he called it the seven wonders of high-yielding corn. And we focused on the second category within his seven wonders, which is nitrogen. It's only second to weather. And we looked at nitrogen from the standpoint of, instead of making an application of nitrogen and moving on, let's look at feeding the plant nitrogen throughout the period of time that it needs that nitrogen as late, and putting some on as late as we can so the plant can utilize the nitrogen and keep plant health later in the season to equate to higher yields. And, Cindy, it worked. On 3 out of 4 years, and the fourth year, of course, is last year, which was a little more of a challenge because of water, but 3 of 4 years, we were averaging 15 bushels per acre advantage. For a farmer to look at managing nitrogen in such a way that he is using a systems approach versus a one-time application. So if you think about the four R's in conjunction, it fits the mold at the right time, place, source, and rate, and it matched. So what Growmark is doing currently is we're continuing to promote nitrogen management as a system. Now we've got a break. We've got a new opportunity to try something else, because when we look at nitrogen management, we have to go beyond production, because we are good stewards of the environment, and we need to make sure that we portray that. And one way we can do that is by looking at production in another capacity or another light. And we call that philosophy of a new way of looking at crop production as the MOM approach. Now, when we say the MOM approach, when I think of MOM, I'm warm, fuzzy, loving, caring, nurturing. These are the kind of things that I feel good about. And the MOM that we're using is an acronym standing for Minimize Environmental Impact by Optimizing Harvest Yield to Feed the World, and by Maximizing Input Utilization because we have limited natural resources. So when we look at the MOM philosophy, it embraces the 4R approach, and we specifically look at nitrogen management.
Well, the last time we talked, we were talking about a program, a tool called NWatch, and how does this all fit in with that?
NWatch adds a new dimension to this whole concept of the 4R approach using MOM. And NWatch is simply taking inventory of plant available nitrogen, tracking that plant available nitrogen, verifying that it's still there, and then have some accountability for residual N that's left in the soil when we make that last application. So when a farmer looks at a nitrogen management system, and he only puts so much of the nitrogen on early. Let's just say for assuming a program, he puts 50% of his nitrogen on. If he's in the Midwest, central part of Illinois to the north, he puts half his nitrogen on in the fall with a stabilizer. Then the remaining half can be spread out over the course of the spring season with saving some of that application for a post. Therefore, if the farmer can measure residual nitrogen through NWatch, he has the capacity to allow for residual nitrogen rather than put on more nitrogen than he doesn't need. Now, if we look at 2012, right now I can tell you with a high level of confidence, based on NWatch and what we did in 2012, that in November of 2012, after we harvested the crop, there was about 24 parts per million of nitrate nitrogen in the upper foot. That's about enough nitrogen to raise a crop of corn. That was in the nitrate form, and there is no crop in the ground. So there's really one of two places for that nitrogen to go. One, if we get normal rainfall, it'll leach into the most likely a lot of subsurface tile in the surface water. We could denitrify it. But bottom line, when it comes around to spring season for the crop, we don't expect it to be there. Now, wouldn't it be great if we had a program that if we knew that residual nitrogen was there, some farmers could pull the trigger and say, hey, you know, I'm going to put a cover crop on to try to retain that 24 parts per million, which would help minimize my input cost and minimize environmental impact. Or a watershed could come up with a program saying, you know what, in our watershed based off of NWatch, we've got a lot of residual nitrogen. We're going to offer a program this fall that helps the farmer help us minimize that environmental impact while also maximizing input utilization. So that's what NWatch hopefully will guide us to.
Well, you mentioned last year with the drought, and weather obviously trumps everything as far as yield is concerned, but how can proper nutrient management help to minimize the impact of severe weather events like that?
NWatch provides us the new dimension because the four R's, it would be the right way to manage in nutrients, specifically nitrogen. However, the weather is, like you said, is the trumping factor. So now what it would be is there's a lot of residual nitrogen in the soil. Where did that come from? Well, I can tell you again with a high level of confidence, most of that residual nitrogen, not all, but most of that came from nitrogen applied for the 2012 crop, and specifically that was applied later, spring and post-emerge. So if the farmers were to do what a lot of people tell them to do is put the nitrogen on close to the time of utilization, we would have a geometric grader problem going into this year because we'd have all that nitrogen as residual waiting to be leached into subsurface drainage tiles or to be denitrified. So it's not, we can't go around telling farmers activities. We can't tell a farmer, don't put on fall nitrogen, don't put on spring nitrogen, don't put it here, don't put it there. We've got to manage what the issue is, and that's the nitrogen in the soil. Now, NWatch is not utopic. NWatch is just one point in one field, and we're tracking it, and there could be some errors, it could be wrong. But I tell you what, Cindy, it's a pair of eyes that we've never utilized. And it is so refreshing to be able to watch the nitrogen. At least now we can start looking at decision-making from all those tools that we've had available over the past two decades, but we've never really utilized.
Well, on a practical level, right now, it's planting season, and farmers are getting out there, getting ready to do. What do you recommend for them to do at this point in time prior to planting?
Well, NWatch is a program that if a farmer looked at the cost of that program on every site he would test, he would be paying probably $120 for the site based upon the samples he would pull in over time. However, the Council for Best Management Practices in Illinois is sponsoring the program, and they're covering the cost of the analysis. So what would I tell a farmer to do right now, especially those farmers with confinement operations and manure? They need to have at least one, maybe two NWatch sites set up and check the soil for residual nitrogen to give them some direction, especially if they don't have it all on, as to how much more nitrogen they're going to need. Now, again, it's just an estimate, Cindy. It's not utopic. It doesn't give somebody the license to VRT nitrogen. We're just beginning in the infancy stages of this tracking program. But I tell you what, it will be refreshing to them. And they need to be aware of residual nitrogen, especially with manure situations, because someday somebody's going to be standing at the end of their tile line with a cup, and they're going to be checking it for them. So it would be much better for these farmers to have an idea and an understanding of residual nitrogen before it becomes a problem. How to get set up? All simply put, Council for Best Management Practices is the one sponsoring the program. If they're buying or working with GrowMark, of course, we're one of the founding fathers of this program, so all they have to do is contact their FS crop specialist. If they're not buying from FS, I would say contact their local retailer, and they'll contact IFCA, the Illinois Fertilizer Chemical Association, and through the KICK program, keep it in the crop for 2025, they'll be able to enroll in the program as well.
Yeah, great. And I know that when we talked about this last year, you made the point that GrowMark was so excited about this concept that you came up with the phrase, but you gave the license to the Council for Best Management Practices, right?
You bet. I'm still excited, and I'm very happy, and the program is growing. We're sponsoring the Iowa State University, where GrowMark is paying for their sampling effort. We're also supporting this program solely in Wisconsin from our member cooperative standpoint to allow them to participate as well. And then the Illinois program is covered by the Council for Best Management Practices through Keep It in the Crop for 2025. And, by the way, Cindy, if I could put just one little note, I want to thank all the farmers out there that in Illinois that pay the fertilizer checkoff fee, and they're paying 75 cents a ton, and that money goes to NREC, which is the Nutrient Research and Education Council, to support programs like NWATCH. And I tell you what, it is refreshing over all these decades being involved in agriculture to be part of the state that's leading the nation from the standpoint of applied research efforts.
And it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win for the farmers, and it's a real win for the environment.
And yes, it's a win for the farmer. It's a win for the retailer because they have value. They are providing their customer something, as well as the urban public from the standpoint of minimizing environmental impact. And this is sustainable. This isn't a pay a farmer not to do something, and when the money runs out, he goes back to his normal practice. This approach, the 4R approach, you're looking at nitrogen as a management system, utilizing NWATCH as a way to start watching what's going on, is sustainable because it's an economic driver for the farmer.
And thank you very much. That's Howard Brown with GrowMark Agronomy. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.